Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Item 3, quorum call.
Finley.
Here.
Bonnet.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
McCormick. Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Chipperson.
Here. I have an excused absence for Director Tim Fowler, and Director McCormick is running a few minutes late. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Teaser, second by Conley. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Chipperson.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
So moved by Teaser, second by Bradley. Is that right? Thompson. Thompson. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Chipperson.
Yes. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting notice, and it will be part of the permanent record for this meeting. Item 8, agency reports, Natural Resources Conservation Service report by Andy Bowenkamp is a written report, correct? All right, so please take a look at that if you haven't already. Item 8B, NARD report, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The annual conference of the NRDs will be held in Kearney on Sunday, September 4th through Tuesday, September 6th. So if you haven't made plans, please talk to Jane so that she can...
26.
Sorry, yeah.
You
said 26. I screwed up again. But in any event, please talk to Jane if you intend to go so reservations can be made. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Teaser. It would sure be nice to have 8 or 10 directors there, so please consider that. Item 8C, legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs. Are they here, John?
No, no report.
No report? Okay. Not on the printed agenda is item 8D, Director Larry Bradley with the Natural Resources Commission report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right, I just got back from Kearney today. Give you a little bit of the update. There's a newly appointed state conservationist for the NRCS, Rob Lawson, and saw him. He introduced himself. The DNR just finished a statewide flood mitigation plan. Another item of note, they will be starting on the Perkins County Canal. I think that was the one that... But anyway, the company that was going to, are contractors from California. So I got that out of them, California, that's going to be building this big canal. And they had mentioned it's pretty dry out west. It's pretty dry. And as I drove out to Kearney, looking at the Platte River, and it's very dry indeed. A trickle here or there in some spots. And in the certain funds, the Buck and Duck was phased out, and the Pigeon Jones was closed out. So all the funding we were going to get from the NRCS for Pigeon Jones, that's all been closed out. And for the WSF upcoming funding, preliminarily, or the seven small projects for $1.3 million and six large projects for $21 million, and they'll all be scrutinized, and out of that, it'll probably be whittled down, but just for the total of $23.9 million being asked for the WSF fund. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Director Bradley. Item 9, public input on the Papillion Missouri River Natural Resources District fiscal year 2023 budget. General Manager John Winkler.
As presented Tuesday night, this year's budget did not change from the July presentation. We are requesting the same property tax level as last year, 0.035669. Overall spending increase of 5.8% from last fiscal year. Just a reminder, 17 out of the last 18 years, the NRDs either lowered or kept the property tax mill levy static. Example of some budget categories, salary administration is down, salary maintenance is down, salaries for technical positions are down, employee retirement contributions from the district is down, employee insurance, despite the increase in premiums, is down. Attorney fees are down, and fees and taxes are down. What we did see increase is obviously because of the 8.8 to 9.1% increase in inflation year over year. Maintenance of channel levies are up, and maintenance of dams, fuel and oil, and equipment, autos and trucks. Those are all increases that we've seen in this year's budget. So I will be available for any questions, but and this is the open up for the public input period. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. Any public input, comments? Please identify yourself for the record and hold your comments to 3 or 4 minutes, please.
Good afternoon, Doug Kagan, 416 South 130th Street, speaking for Nebraska Taxpayers for Freedom. One mechanism the NRD continues to use is appropriating a large sum for a project or program, using only a lesser percentage than the next fiscal year, asking for the same or larger appropriation, thus amassing a bloated appropriation. The NRD increased its budget by $60,000 for fiscal year 2023 for the Urban Conservation Assistance Program, though the current $120,000 appropriation never utilized. Because of these carryovers, the NRD spent only about 57% of its total fiscal year 2022 appropriations. NRD budgets need a cap on carryover funds because these large carryovers artificially inflate the property tax requirement. The future projected balance of over $25 million in the fiscal year 2023 cash reserve is much higher than necessary. The main purpose of the NRD originally was to prevent flooding and subsequent property damage along the Papio watershed, but the NRD management and board continually have expanded the scope of its responsibilities to include frivolous and unnecessary programs. The board is amassing millions through taxes and bonding to construct unneeded dams that mainly benefit developers, not average citizens and businesses residing in the watershed. Instead, utilize low-impact development. This budget would raise our property taxes by 6.5% or by $1.8 million, higher than necessary. Our suggestions are as follows. Decrease the amount held in your cash reserve. The NRD could curtail expenditures on dues and memberships, miscellaneous expenses, service awards, and special projects. Because of the large increase for health care premiums, the NRD should examine cheaper insurance options and negotiate with employees to pay a greater share of their premiums. End several expenditures where money is appropriated but not spent, followed by the same appropriation the next fiscal year, called stacking appropriations. Institute zero-based budgeting in all programs and projects. Too much cash on hand for the total watershed fund. The NRD should instead invest these dollars to accrue interest. Instead of paying costs for mowing on NRD-owned but not used land, rent the land to farmers. reconsider NRD contributions to cooperative agreements, such as the well abandonment program. The NRD spends so much, over $1.5 million, on dam repairs, it should slow the effort to build additional dams. The NRD should finish paying for current projects instead of incurring new financial liabilities like purchasing the nutrient site. The budget should explain for how long a period are the $350,000 contribution commitments to the Game and Parks in Dakota County. Available federal grant money is decreasing, so the NRD should not plan ventures dependent upon future federal grant funding. Cutting non-necessities from this budget should afford taxpayers a lower property tax levy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kagan. Go ahead.
I think it's still afternoon. Good afternoon. Sean Malotz, 10404 North 132nd Street. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to provide public input on the fiscal year 23 budget. But as I look at it, I just need to make a few general statements and a couple suggestions that I hope someone at some point in my last 20 years that I've come here and asked might actually pay attention and make some changes to this budget. Unfortunately for the taxpayers of Papio, NRD has saddled us with yet another property tax increase. When you compare the amount that was collected during fiscal year 22 to the amount budgeted, it's a $1.8 million increase. The Papio NRD's proposed fiscal year 23 spending budget of over $80 million using nearly $30 million in property tax represents a $13 million increase when you compare it to the $17 million budgeted just 10 years ago. That's nearly doubled. I think it's time to take some control, specifically when you look at the $52 million carryover that is reported on this budget. For those of you who don't recognize that number, it's called beginning balances on the front page of the draft. Now, we all understand that that is because projects weren't completed and all the other things that we hear staff say, but that's literally our money that is now sitting in a reserve fund. With these unsustainable numbers, the board needs to scrutinize the budget and eliminate wants and unnecessary reserves. I respectfully request that members of this board offer motions for cutting expenditures in this budget. As a CPA, I do understand budgeting and feel there are many excess costs within this budget. Therefore, I'm asking conservative directors to make the appropriate motions, adjust expenditures, and lower this property tax requirement. A few simple examples. I've provided two that show a specific dollar amount, whereas the other one may take some analysis. I listed six different areas where there are new applications for projects when there are carryover projects. By going through these a little more hardcore, I think board members can consider eliminating several of these new applications that are included in this budget. I've watched this budget. There's always carryovers. So if you don't put it in this budget, let them come back and put it in next year's instead of taxing us for something that the staff or other cities want the NRD to pay for. Another area that I've spent time over the years going through is listing the professional fees that's sprinkled throughout this budget. That includes each project has its own professional fees, which are basically engineering and attorney fees. Perhaps there should be some analysis on these budgeted engineering fees to see if staff could make up some of this difference and absorb some of these costs. And as always, we turn to the Watershed Fund Reserve on pages 32 through 35 of the budget, which I always affectionately call the dam projects. Not only does this budget allow for a $19 million carryover into next year, it's also providing that by a $3 million excess in this budget. In other words, if you look at the budget online on page 35, you will see on the summary section, the ending cash on hand shows $19 million. That's what's carrying over to next year, guys. And to get there, $3 million is thrown into that number in order to get to the $19 million. While this was a practice that was established by past boards to continually to increase this reserve, and at the time it made sense, but when you're carrying $19 million over year after year, because if you look at that same page, the carryover, it was $33 million from fiscal year 22. So by eliminating this $3 million, you're not hurting the projects. You're carrying over $16 million instead of $19 million in costs. By doing just those two items, you're reducing the budget and the tax that you're going to assess by $5 million. That's a big nut for the taxpayers. I respectfully request that these directors analyze these few items. I thought I did a fairly good job of pointing them out and ask that they lower our tax levy for this next fiscal year. I respectfully request that a copy of my testimony and any attachments that specify in the budget be included in the minutes of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on this? Director, staff, anybody? Okay, we're not voting on that today, so moving on. Subcommittee reports, Director Fred Conley, Programs, Projects, and Operations.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. This is 10A. Be it resolved that the minutes of the August 9, 2022 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1, we had a presentation on integrated management plan annual report. This was just a presentation to the board committee. 10A2, Amendment 3 with Houston Engineering, Inc. for Missouri River levees. Recommendation for the general manager to be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment 3 to the professional services agreement between the district and Houston Engineering, Inc. for the modifications of federal levy systems R-613-R-616-613. Project for the maximum amount of $395,500, bringing the total maximum not to exceed amount to $4,121,110.50, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you, Director Conley. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Jacobson.
Yes.
Yeah.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Conley.
Yes.
Aye.
Conley.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes. Item 10A3, amendment to the professional services contract with Olson for the design of Cramper Lake Water Main Extension Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment to the professional services contract with Olson for the design of Cramper Lake Water Main Extension Project, increasing the contract maximum not to exceed amount to $447,539, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 10B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee. Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the August 9, 2022 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, FY 2023 budget, draft two, recommendation that the FY 2023 draft budget be forwarded to for review at the September 8, 2022 budget hearing, with the provision that the GM be authorized to make necessary adjustments once final figures are available to achieve compliance of state statutes regarding the LID, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 2, Missouri River Levy Surplus Land and Sale Recommendation that the GM be authorized to declare 12.286 acres of land surplus and to execute a purchase agreement with Rodney M. Iske and Karen M. Iske for the sale of 12.286 acres of for the total amount of $127,644, subject to such other items and conditions as the GM determines necessary and legal counsel approves to form, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments? Staff? Directors?
Right here. I had a question as to where does that money go in the budget then once you receive the money from these people, where does it go?
Any other directors? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 3, no name dike high ground easement purchase. A, Lot 43, David Lasovic, a recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposed purchase agreement with David Lasovic for the purchase price of $6,300 for lot number 43, permanent easement, for No Name Dike flood reduction project, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Individually? We take these individually, Brent?
Yeah.
Okay. Public comment? Staff, directors, Director Jeff?
I have another question. How many easements are remaining to be purchased? Is this all of them?
We've got five.
Just going from memory, I think it's 10 easements, but six or seven property owners. There's some people that have multiple lots that we just have a purchase agreement.
Left yet?
Yes.
They've all been contacted?
Yes.
And are they receptive to this?
There's some negotiation going on, put it that way.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Any other director comments? Questions? Roll call.
Teaser. Yes.
Thompson.
Yes. Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Which one did we just go through? B or A? Or
A. We're on B.
Okay, B. Thank you.
Bravo.
B, Lot 49, Lot 50, Dave Ponchudo, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute proposed purchase agreement with Dave Ponchudo for the purchase price of $11,500 for part of lot number 49 and all of lot number 50, permanent easement for No Name Dike flood reduction project, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and to approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Shepherdson.
Yes.
Lot number 51, Karen Brulis. Recommendation of the GM be authorized to execute a proposed purchase agreement with Karen Brulis for the purchase price of $1,500 for lot number 51, permanent easement for no-name dike flood reduction projects, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Aye.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Shepherdson.
Yes.
D, lot number 52, Karen Brulis and Betty Story. Recommendation the GM be authorized to execute a proposed purchase agreement with Karen Brulis and Betty Story for the purchase price of $7,700. For lot number 52, permanent easement for no-name dike flood reduction project, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as informed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff or directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 11, Treasurer's Report, Director Patrick Bonnet.
Agenda item 11 is here. Three resolutions, including the financial reports, to be affixed and made part of the minutes. And item A through J, I'd like to include all inclusive, and I so move.
Second.
Thank you. Director Thompson. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes. Item 12, Chairperson's Report, Appointment of Standing Subcommittees. Be it resolved that the standing subcommittee appointments as presented by me, the chairperson, be approved.
So moved.
I need a second on that.
Second.
Davidson or McCormick? This is replacing Larry and I on our subcommittees and just flip-flopping a little bit. We generally do the subcommittee assignments in January and vote in February. So any public comment, staff? Directors. Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
I didn't get to see it. Was it up on the board?
The book.
In the back.
Yeah. Our chairperson's report.
Tab chairperson's report.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I have a few more items, but before getting to those, I would like to turn the floor over to Director Danny Begley.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I just want to let the board know that I spoke to
Chairman
Sapinski and General Manager Winkler, and I'm going to submit in writing my resignation for effective August 31st at the end of this month. And I wondered if I could take a point of personal privilege to thank everybody at the NRD. You know, when I got on here in February 19, thought this would be great, go in and be on an elected board, and then a 500-year flood hits. And then it got serious, and you see behind the scenes as a director the work that happens at the NRD. And it made me real proud as I started learning behind the scenes from everybody in this room on what a great body this is of government. You know, people hammer government, too big, too small, whatever, but you don't ever go around the room and say, what party affiliation are you? How do you fix something? You problem solve and you work together. So I had a big, long speech prepared. Winkler told me to bring. I had 2 hours to do it. But I just wanted to thank everybody in this room and with the NRD that you'll always have a friend in me on the Omaha City Council. I know we work together. And it's been an honor and a privilege for almost 3 years and a little change being here. And I couldn't be more proud to always say that I was on the Papua NRD board. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Danny. Danny, we've had a great time. It's been a joy working with you the last 3 years. So we wish you all the best, and we know you have your hands full with the city. So,
thank you.
All right. Moving right along, September 9th is coming up from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's a Friday, John, correct? You know, after a lot of pushing, General Manager Winkler was able to go after a grant working with Sarpy County, the Sarpy County Fair Board, and the City of Springfield, and we are going to have a tire disposal that day. It's been such a success up north. We're going to try and do that in Sarpy County as well. So my hat's off to John and Jen for doing all the marketing and behind-the-scenes work and many others. Justin Novak is going to come down from Blair and run it for us, and it's going to be a good day. So it would be nice to have some directors there as volunteers. You're certainly all welcome, and I think John promised to feed us, so that's good. So,
is it only for Sarpy County residents?
You need to be a Sarpy County resident.
So I got a pile of my RV tires. You know, I
just throw them in my truck. Oh,
okay.
All right. But anyway, looking forward to that. So thank you to everybody who was involved in that, getting that going. So next, I just want to say I'm honored to be your chairperson on this board. I know many of you, almost all of you, very well, and I think it's truly an honor what we do. Just like Director Bailey had just said, our mission is fantastic. Our staff is even better, and I really look forward to the next year. So thank you for allowing me to be chair. So with that, item 13, GM report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached for your review. We did take part in the Know Your Well training, as well as tours of the SRAM Education Center in Flanagan Lake. Lori Laster provided some project details on Flanagan, and then I think everybody took to the water to do a little kayaking. Personnel miscellaneous items, new hire announcements. Terry Kenobi was hired as our heavy equipment operator. Terry's first day with the district was July 11th. He replaces Keith Butcher, who retired on July 31st, and if I know Keith, he's still up in Sturgis. Also like to announce Ian Ganavati was hired as our water resource engineer. Ian's first day with the district was August 1st, and he is the replacement for Amanda. And then Catherine Longstreth was hired as the accounting assistant. Catherine's first day with the district was August 8th. And Catherine is replacing Becky Merklin, who resigned from the district on July 7th. In addition, Tanya Erickson, our field office program specialist assigned to the Wall Hill office, is resigning from her position on August 11th. And Terry Schumacher and I are working with the NRCS on what to do with that particular position. I've decided to add a GIS specialist to our organizational structure. This position will fall within the survey department. Joe Reby, who's the current survey crew chief, he will be promoted to the GIS specialist, and Bill Benda will replace Joe as the district survey crew chief. So we'll have a position open for the surveyor, GIS technician, pipe inspection, and so we put that announcement out in-house today, and then we'll advertise for that as well. So I'm basically reassigning Jim Bisick's position to the new GIS. So we're not picking up a new staff member, we're just reassigning a position. Amanda and I have been working with staff to reassign Mr. Bisick's responsibilities to other folks. So we're moving in a new direction there. Also, the hazard mitigation plan outreach campaign, Would You Rather, won second place in the communications category from the National Association of Floodplain and Stormwater Agencies. So big congratulations to Lori Laster and Jennifer and Brooke Searchcord from JEO for creating that campaign. So that's a huge honor to have a national recognition for a campaign for public outreach. And so I think that's really a big part of our job is obviously communicating with the public, and this shows that we're doing it right and we're doing it better than most people. And so we appreciate all their hard work and effort on that. Also, just a comment, Councilman Begley, thank you for your service to the NRD board. It's been great working with you, and I'm sure we'll continue to beat you up on the council as well when we need something from the city. So I appreciate your time here at the NRD, and you'll be difficult to replace. Also, report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties attached, as well as a current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The watershed partnership meeting was canceled on July 28th. The next meeting is August 25th. And I believe that concludes my report, unless you have any questions.
Director Bradley?
Thank you. And just about Paul Woodward's position.
Yes, so Paul, so we will be advertising for that, and then we're finalizing the job description, and then we'll be advertising that in the next few weeks. So, probably, I think, in January.
Starting Sunday.
So that will.
Johnson?
Hey, any new folks here to be
in? Ian. Ian's here. Ian, you want to come up and take your bow? Yeah, that's come through there. Don't matter. Ian's original Husker, but he moved to North Carolina to work for a consultant that worked for FEMA, but now we pulled him back to God's country, so I'll let him explain this.
Hello. It's nice to meet you all. My name's Ian Donavati. I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska. Went to high school at Miller North College at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Spent the last year in North Carolina working as a water resources engineer for Atkins Global, and now I'm here. So happy to be part of the PAPU NRD and happy to meet all of you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
We're glad you're here and all the new staff members. So,
I got a question. Did you ever have any issues with the principal out there at Miller North?
The principal? Oh, are you related to?
Be careful. Yeah, be careful.
No, no.
He's retired now, so you can say whatever you want. So.
No.
Don't answer.
Only nice things to say.
He was a nice guy.
So I'm sure you'll be seeing more of Ian as we go through our different projects and programs. But he came back for a second week, so we're assuming that he's going to stay for a while. So any other questions, be happy to answer. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. Item 14, informational items. September 5th, Labor Day, the office is closed. For us to spend time with our family and friends. That's going to be a busy week, though. We'll have our coordination meeting on the 6th, along with the subcommittees. And then, of course, the 8th, that Thursday right after, will be our board meeting. 9th is the previously mentioned tire disposal event. I'd consider it a personal favor to have some directors there, so please consider that. And then we mentioned the NERD conference. Please sign up for that. Okay. Anything else? Concerns, questions, anything? All right. We are adjourned.